News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Criminal defence solicitors across Ireland are withdrawing their services in the District, Circuit and Central Criminal Courts today and tomorrow in an escalation of their dispute to changes to the legal aid payment system. That system was introduced by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. A partner at Ferry solicitor Tony Collier is with me in studio. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Jonathan, and thank you for having me on this morning.
The escalation that you have had today, what message do you want to send to Jim O'Callaghan?
Well, the basis of our dispute with the minister is the imposition of a new legal aid model that was implemented without any proper consultation with the Law Society. Solicitors felt they had no option other than to resign from the legal aid panel or alternatively withdraw their services under the legal aid scheme. As of mid-June, we start withdrawing services. We're no longer available for emergency sittings. We're no longer available for representation in Garda stations. And then on the 1st of July, when this was implemented, we withdrew our service entirely from bail cases in the District, Circuit and Central Criminal Court, and we continue to act in custody cases. This escalation today and tomorrow will now affect custody cases.
Will this prevent court cases from going ahead, do you think?
Unfortunately, that will be the case. Now, there are one or two trials, I think, continuing in this in the Circuit Court and the Central Criminal Court, which commenced earlier this week in custody, so they'll continue. But there'll be no new trial starting.
It is natural enough for people to have limited sympathy for those who find themselves on the wrong end of the law. But a core principle of our justice system is that people have a presumption of innocence. They have a right to legal representation. And that is being interfered with today by your action. I mean, what do you say to that, that this process of natural justice that we enjoy and nobody really appreciates until they're on the wrong end of it is being interfered with by this action?
Yes, and it is unfortunate, but the solicitor has been put in a very difficult position by the Minister for Justice. A scheme, as I say, a new legal aid scheme has been introduced, which we say, and it's a flat fee model. So, and just to explain to your listeners, there's a flat fee irrespective of the complexity or the length of a case that's been introduced and irrespective of the amount of separate cases that an accused person
So it doesn't matter if it's two appearances or 30 appearances, you get the same amount of money.
Indeed, and we find in our work in the district court dealing with very complex cases, there's a significant amount of work involved with most cases. The vast majority of accused persons, unfortunately, before the court have alcohol difficulties, drug difficulties, psychiatric difficulties. Many reports are required in order to assist these people towards rehabilitation. Separate from that, there's further delays as a result of the Criminal Procedure Act, where there's books of evidence
Tony,
required.
The implication here is that criminal lawyers have been milking the system by introducing delays, by frustrating the conclusion of cases. How grounded is that in reality from your experience?
It's simply not true, Jonathan. It's just not the case. Criminal defence solicitors are very hardworking and are not particularly well paid for the work we do. The criminal legal aid scheme, the previous one, offered a set of fees to the state which were enormously discounted on what you would pay if you went to see a solicitor.
It's 240 for your first appearance and €60 for every subsequent hearing, which is trying to be replaced now by that flat fee of 520. Headline fee might think that's shiny, but if you have to appear 20 times, it's not a huge amount of money.
Indeed, and that is the case. And recently I dealt with a case which was adjourned. The individual was remanded in custody, had very significant psychiatric difficulties. The courts were doing their best to help him out, if you like, and they saw the psychiatric report. It obviously took time for that psychiatric report to be prepared. And that's beyond, I suppose, the scope or the ability of the solicitor to speed that up.
Now, what happens next? Because if you were regular state employees, if I could call it that, obviously you're all in private practice, but if you had a row with your employer, you might end up before the Workplace Relations Commission or ultimately the Labour Court. You don't have that bargaining and negotiating power. So you feel like you have the only option you have left is withdrawal of service. Is there a likelihood of talks? Are you appealing to Jim O'Callaghan to come back to the negotiating table?
Yeah, we're in that unusual situation where each individual solicitor has decided to withdraw their services. We're not represented by a trade union. However, there is the Law Society of Ireland, which is our professional body, I understand. And as of late last night, that the door of the Law Society is open to immediate negotiations. And I'd echo De Taoiseach's comments yesterday and seek that engagement from the Minister and the Department of Justice. And I've no doubt that the Minister will find that we will engage comprehensively with him in relation to all of the issues.
You haven't heard that the phone is ringing over in Blackall Place, have you? I mean, at the moment, that call has gone unanswered.
Unfortunately, that is the case so far. But as I say, I'm hopeful.
OK, Tony Collier, a partner at Ferries Solicitors, having a quiet day today with the withdrawal of services from the courts, the district, the circuit and the Central Criminal Court, with some notable exceptions for ongoing trials. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Tony. On the idea of fuel costs, Jonathan, diesel has gone up 11 cents since yesterday, up 25 cent in 2 weeks, says somebody. And Peter in Thurles says, Jonathan, I'm a haulier. And my opinion is that we as a sector are slowly becoming dependent on government support to survive. It might be unpopular to say this, but we need to review how we charge, and the rates need to increase by about 12 to 15%. If industry doesn't like this, let their representatives take the argument to government. We are subsidising the economy by offering, in many cases, below cost rates, says Peter. Keep the text coming, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.